What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, hey, and hello on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, Ray J and Marcus Houston squash the beef. Basketball wise, we find out it takes a whole village to get a damn reunion together. We'll give Tattoo Baby, aka Cat, a call to chat about the season premiere of Cartel Crew.
Yes.
Then we have new episodes of Black Ink Crew New York and Compton.
Ready.
VH100, the podcast is going down right now. Welcome, welcome. So much energy. Somebody took their B12 vitamins. Okay, calm down, girl. All right. VH100, the podcast that is all things VH1, pop culture, and of course, more. If you haven't subscribed or commented, you know what to do. My name is Easy Manoli.
That's right, and I am LeJune, and we're excited about yet another episode of VH100, the podcast. So if you want to get in on this conversation, make sure you use that hashtag VH100podcast
and talk that talk with us.
Easy makes fun of me. I wish I had my camera out and was recording him.
You just make me laugh.
Easy, what's up?
So much anger. Nothing. I'm doing good. We had a company Oktoberfest party, which was bomb.
I know. I missed it.
I saw that you missed it because
I
didn't see
you. And it looked like so much fun.
It was the best time ever. We had Sin Santana come in, and we also had Char from Girls Crews come in. And Sin brought my ass to the bar to do Hennessy shots. I asked for tequila, and she's like, no, we're doing Hennessy.
I'd have thrown up.
Well, I didn't throw up, but I threw down.
Yeah.
Okay. I always do.
But I'd have been trying to get that tea. I'd have been like, all right, have her here, have this other Hennessy shot.
Oh, I see what
What's
you're trying
the
to
tea?
With you and Joe.
With you and Joe.
So, no. We kept it cute and kept it queen because then when the music dropped, I dropped down too and did a little Matrix move, and that's why my knees were hurting the next day. But it's fine.
I wanted her and Joe to work because Erica's got Safari. And I'm like, petty like that.
You never know. I mean, sometimes people do come together. So at the moment, maybe they just need to.
And for the baby, not just Safari America, for the baby.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
But so. You know, you got to be happy. So do you.
Yeah, bam. But no, yeah. So we had a beautiful Oktoberfest party. And then Friday, Saturday night, I did like a whole bunch of birthday crap.
Okay.
And it was just like a lot of just drinking.
But whose birthday?
It was my friend Vinny's fiance's birthday, Dominic, down in Jersey City. So I did that.
And best friend's cousin's niece.
Yeah, I know. That's why I did a whole like gas. I was like, girl, I can't. Right. It was like, I got to give you a whole like diagram to this. And then Saturday was another birthday. Our friend Frankie from Staten Island.
Oh, Frankie.
Yeah.
Gotta love a Frankie from Staten Island.
Yeah, I was just very, very hungover. And then I have a wedding coming this weekend where I'm the gay of honor at my friend Fatima's wedding.
Excuse me. What? How are you the gay of honor again?
I know. Well, that was my cousin's wedding. So she called me Mr. of Honor over there. And then I was officiating my two gay best friends' wedding.
Right.
And now I'm a gay of honor at homegirl's wedding.
Okay.
So there you go.
This is the official gay of honor. You were the Mr. of Honor before.
Yeah.
But you're just booked, busy.
I'm just
living,
still single. But okay. You're like, oh, yeah, about that. Speaking of single, how was your weekend? Because you're a single person, too.
Right, I am a single person, too. I am a single mother.
Yes.
And I am raising.
I made sure to let everybody know, too.
I know. Oh, my goodness. He was like, and we have to look out for LeJune because she is a struggling single mother. And I'm like, one fist in the air.
We had a meeting at the office the other day. And I was like, well, LeJune's a single mom.
He's like, as a single mother.
At least you know I have your back.
No, he's got my back.
You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm like,
she was very surprised. But
I was like, yeah.
Back to
he's right. Fuck that. I'm a single mother out here. Let me stop. No, but Taj, he is super, super smart. And there's like such a thin line between being a smart kid and a fresh kid. And, you know, but in this instance, he wasn't being fresh at all. But he sort of like put me in my place.
Because
we did so much this weekend. And he's talking to his dad on Sunday. And because his dad kept calling him and we kept missing because we were just booked and busy. So I'm like, all right, on Sunday, you got to call dad, tell him everything, you know? So he tells him like two things. And I'm like, Taj, why didn't you tell dad this? Why didn't you tell him that? Why you didn't tell him that you fed the llamas? And he said, Mom, I told him those other things. But he said, Mom, Dad has seen me with animals before. He knows how I am with animals.
Oh, so he doesn't want to repeat his story.
He's
already.
He's like, I didn't have to tell him all that.
Yeah.
He said, can I just be myself?
At 6 years old.
Yeah. And
he's
I
like,
said,
stop pressing me, miss.
And you know,
I'm my own person.
It, right. I thought about it for a couple seconds and I said, everything that you said is absolutely correct.
A teaching
and
moment.
And I left it alone.
Walks
I'm
away.
Like, I guess you didn't have to tell dad, I fed a llama. I fed a goat.
I'm my own person, Mom.
Right. He's like, Dad has seen me feed. I've been to a petting zoo with my dad, Mom.
Yeah, you're like, you're not the first to do it. Right. And you're like, yeah, but I did it better.
Right.
Here comes the June.
Right. Always let him know how much fun we have. No.
Oh, shit. And he's like, clearly not that much fun because he doesn't want to tell him.
Right,
anyways.
Exactly.
The check on the check. Sorry about that. Okay, well, good. I'm glad that you had a good time.
I did.
With your son. That's cute. So did you have any time to see what's going on in our little pop culture pop quiz world?
Well, you know me. Ear to the streets.
Isn't one of
Why
yours,
are you laughing?
Aren't one of yours deaf?
No, that's you.
No, I know that's me, but...
We're becoming one.
I'm just checking. Okay so yeah, let's.
Oh, I got the bad ear to this.
Bad ear.
I see what you're saying.
I'm so sly.
I see what you're saying here. It's like that Uber line.
All right, so before we jump into our VH1 shows this week, we got to do the pop culture pop quiz.
Oh, yes.
All right, question number one.
I'm nervous.
Last week, one of our favorite Love and Hip Hop couples announced their pregnancy, and this week they officially tied the knot.
Oh wait, what? Oh, yeah. I know this because, you know, when we were recording last week, you were texting with this person.
Yes, I was.
The exclusive was about to drop.
I know, and I was about to have a heart attack.
And let me just tell you, the feedback for these photos have been amazing.
I know.
We're talking about Safari and Erica.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yes.
That's right. And she had a bachelorette party, too. That I was like, miss, we did a lot in a
week.
Right, we did like a pregnancy announcement. We did a bachelorette party and a freaking wedding.
Yeah, you were invited to the gender reveal, right?
I was, but I couldn't. The gender reveal's happening sometime soon.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the exact
date. Don't blow it up.
I'm not blowing it up, but I cannot make it because of another prior engagement, but that's okay.
Okay. You can't be everywhere.
I cannot be. Oh, gosh, I wish I could, but that's all right. Question number two. Los Angeles International Airport has announced it is banning this starting on October 29th. Upsetting a lot of passengers.
LAX?
Yes, Los Angeles. Yeah, but what are they banning?
I know.
I'm livid.
You're livid?
I'm livid.
You're livid.
I am livid. A lot of people are livid.
What the heck did LAX ban? Marijuana?
No. We'll give you one more shot. You're gonna be affected by it too. Whenever we have to fly out to LAX for work, and we have to get from the airport to another place, it's a whole issue.
What? They're not having like car rides, sir.
Bam.
Car share.
They are banning taxis and curbside rideshare services.
What?
Curbside. So now they're moving it to an offsite location where you have to take a shuttle bus to a place called LAX.
Oh, no.
I like the name. Cute name.
But inconvenience on life.
It's, a lot of people are pissed because they're trying to leave. I guess there's a lot of traffic going into LAX,
yes,
which is true. So they're hoping that's going to alleviate it by tossing all of our little taxi car services stuff over yonder.
Well, I hope the shuttles break down and stop all
Damn.
The traffic.
Damn.
No, I'm just joking. But I feel like in LAX, it was a bit of a journey to get to the Uber pickup area anyway. And
it was even more, it's not even a journey. What's bigger than a journey?
Yeah. And well, at least I can get on, sit down.
Oh, okay. I guess, all right, so clearly LeJune's not
email.
Livid. She's vivid about it, not
nah,
livid.
Nah, you're right. I mean, it's annoying, you know.
It'll be fine. Apparently there's going to be like food trucks there. Like they're going to try to like fancy it up. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right. Question number three. Some people were shocked to find out that Stevie Wonder allegedly stole a girl from this hip-hop squares comedian back in 2007.
Oh, snap. That's crazy. Lil Duval.
No. And it's not Michael Blackson either.
What? All right. What? It's not Duval and it's not Blackson. Is it? I want to guess D-Ray Davis, but I feel like that's not it. So this is someone that's been there for this season.
Uh-huh.
And has he been on previous seasons as well?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. DC Young Fly?
No.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, no, Stevie.
Deion Cole. Apparently at a party he was there with his girl, and then the girl met Stevie and she went back to him and was like, hey, so I'm gonna kick it with Stevie Wonder, so here's money for a cab, because she drove to this party and he didn't drive, so he had to take a cab back home.
That's embarrassing. Let me tell you, I know a woman that we used
we used to
work with here at VH1.
Oh.
And she said that every time she saw Stevie Wonder, he would try to get her number. And one day he would try to give her his number.
Yeah.
And one day
So he didn't ask for her number.
No, he was just
she wanted to give it to him.
No, he's like, we should connect.
Okay.
Let me give you my number.
Oh.
And she would always be like, oh, no. But then he pressed one last time. And this day, she was like, let me just act like I'm taking this number. He's not going to see me not put the number in the phone. She makes believe that she is taking down his number.
Oh, my God.
Then they run into somebody else later, right, at the event. And he's like, oh, Stevie, we got to connect. He's like, oh, get my number from... Oh, I was about to say her name.
I saw it. It started with an F.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
No. He was like, get my number from...
Blank.
She just got it.
Oh, no.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Can you imagine making believe that you're taking down Stevie Wonder's number?
I know.
Knowing that he can't
see
you.
I would give it to him. I mean, not that he would ever ask me for mine, but I would give it to him. Why not? That's a nice... I feel like, I don't know. He's such a legend.
I mean, I just, you know, I don't know how he stepped to her, you know.
Oh,
you know?
Well, I guess sure. All right, fine. Yeah, I guess when you add that layer to
right.
it, I didn't think of it. But there is no beef, though. So this story's been around. Deion Cole has mentioned it, but it just resurfaced again when he appeared on The Real. So
oh,
I thought it was funny.
That's good.
I got to let her know.
That's all a good story.
All right, last question.
Doom.
This actor, producer, director, writer, and everything in between has officially opened up his 330-acre movie studio complex down in Atlanta.
Child, let me just say that every time I go to this space, I feel inspired. And I had no idea
yeah.
it wasn't even officially open. But
neither did I.
I know, because we be up in there.
We be up in there.
Tyler Perry Studio.
Bam, 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 bam.
So we shoot Wildin' Out there.
Yeah, so LeJune and I have been there a number of times to film Wildin' Out. But I did not, like you said, I did not know it was not fully open. But I guess the movie studio portion of it wasn't open. Like television studio-wise, open. But he has like a whole damn White House up in there.
Right.
It's like a whole town.
It's exciting.
So congratulations. And it's very inspiring because he's only 50 years old.
Yeah.
And everybody was there, like Beyonce, Jay-Z, Oprah, like everybody.
Yeah,
like
lit.
Gladys Knight.
It's
like,
such an amazing and inspiring space. Like when you go there and when you think about where he came from, every time I leave that place, I leave charged
inspired,
up.
Inspired, yeah.
Inspired, yeah. And when you walk into like the main sign-in office, it shows you all the offices he's had prior and you just see like the evolution.
I didn't see that yet.
Yes, you just see like the evolution
That's
of his
awesome.
Career. Yeah,
good
it's
for
really
him.
Beautiful.
It really is like an experience to go in there too. Just
it
like
is.
You feel like you're like, shit, this is like grand.
Yeah, but I'm excited now that the movie studio is over. Next time, I mean, open now. Next time I'm going to find the White House.
I know.
I'm gonna be all up on it's gonna be great.
Wait, I'm gonna come down with you because we're doing some Wildin' Out stuff soon.
I know, but I'm not on it this season.
Oh, goodbye. All right,
all
forgot
right.
it.
Cool. I'm working on other stuff.
We're pinning it on that story. All right,
all
moving on. You did a good job on the pop culture pop quiz.
Thank you. I'm a
I'm
winner.
Proud of you. All right, so Lovin' Hip Hop Hollywood. We had a new episode this week.
Yes, we did.
And LeJune. Do you have a new free cap for me?
You already know.
I know. I just act like I don't know.
Oh, I'm ready.
And hit me with it. Okay. In 3, 2, 1, free cap.
Yeah. Zell and Paris off the party bus. Lot of fade talking going on. Immature really got mature. Now they compromising to make the tour. Britney B and Apple out the house. Ray and Marcus Houston talk it out. Apple met up with the fan. Britney B came through to support a friend.
We love a good support, like a good support, bro.
You know. That's what friends are for.
That's right. So, yes, Apple Watts has her family reunion in Vegas, and sadly, her grandmother and three sisters are no-show, which definitely hurts her because she's saying, like, yo, I'm trying to extend the olive branch here
right.
so we could joint together as a family.
Yeah.
But whatever.
That was sad.
That was very sad. And you could tell she was hurt by it.
Because it seems like that's the wound that she really needs to heal.
Bingo. You literally just went down in my esophagus and just took the words out of my mouth.
It.
You
snatched it. Right. I'm like Ursula from Little Mermaid.
Oh, my God. You are.
Yes, I am. Yep.
But no, I felt really, really bad for her because you're right. Like, I feel for her to move forward. Like, she definitely needs to, not her. I mean, she's trying to mend those fences, but it's tough. So her son is at the reunion as well, and she has him living with her other sister because she wants him to be, and this made me cry, a better man than she has ever met and his father.
I know.
Like, just how open and vulnerable she was about that whole situation and just to show everybody that he's better than what he came from.
Right.
And
to encourage him to not forget, you know, and to not fall into that trap. Because unfortunately, you know, sometimes, like, the culture can make it seem as if certain things are being glorified when people are just sort of like taking pride in their circumstances, right? And mm-hmm. not letting their circumstances beat them up. So sometimes a kid growing up might feel like they have to be hard or they might have to do certain
and
things.
And she does
and
say
she's
that
like,
to him
you
too,
don't have
yeah.
to do, you don't have anything to prove to these streets.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, and then also just goes to show you who she is as a mother because she's just like, I cannot provide for you and I know that you can get a better life living over here.
Yeah, because
so,
she's
and that's,
like,
that's
I need
a tough
you.
Pill to swallow.
It's kind of like, you know, when Will Smith was moved off to Uncle Phil's.
Yeah.
Because he got into
just
some
bring
trouble.
The whole
he got
Fresh Prince
some
into
trouble
it.
In his neighborhood, got in one little fight, and his mom got scared.
That's it.
All right? So it's the same thing.
I love that you just brought Fresh Prince into it. I hate you so much. I'm obsessed with you. There's a thin line between hate and love. But not everything was all hunky-dory in Vegas, though, because getting there, woof, it was troublesome. Mm-hmm. So we picked up where we left off with Zell and Paris versus Britney B. Producers are now stepping in because they're like, yo, Britney, can we get you in this car? But the self-proclaimed millennials, Rosa Parks, refuses. She's like, I am not getting off this bus. Y'all need to figure something out. So then, of course, producers are like, okay, well, let's try Zell and Paris. And that stirs the pot even more because, like, why do we got to get off? Why does she, you know what I mean? Like, everyone's going back and forth. So Zell eventually does get off the bus, but then Britney B kind of comes in and swoops with an apology to Paris.
A shady apology.
It was,
It was a schmapology.
It didn't feel almost there. Maybe she was still heated from the fight, but I was proud of her, though, because she's like, you know, if you felt there was some shade coming your way when I made the Uber comment, that wasn't the case. But
no,
then again,
I wasn't proud of her.
Well, I was a little proud that she brought it up. And then I thought, okay, she's opening the gate. To me, that looked like you're opening the gate. However, when she did say the Uber comment, like, you do know that was shady because, like, that was the whole K. Michelle fight, A. B, the tonnage and the delivery of this apology
also.
Not what you say. But I was like, okay, so she, because that was her first time ever actually, like, trying to extend a little conversation.
She clearly wanted to fight.
Okay, yeah. All right.
They were fighting words.
You're like, Emmanuel, shut the fuck up.
She got close to that woman with fighting words. And
yeah.
She was like,
and then she's still talking smack on Zell, too.
When she started talking like that about Zell, knowing that they're tied
tight.
To the hip,
yeah.
I'm not sure what she expected Paris to do. To cower in the corner and cry? Like,
yeah. And then I guess when also, like, you're kind of in a corner and you're like, well, I'll invite you to my future events. And then kind of walk away from her like, yeah, that's not a good sign off.
Yeah.
So I was proud for a second, all right? I was like, okay, at least she's like acknowledging that she did.
I was proud at first, too.
She was shady, but then obviously went left because a drink gets tossed in her face, allegedly, according to Paris, because she's like, I was just trying to catch a fly.
Yeah, allegedly.
But then that ends up getting on Apple and her cell phone, so that sets her off.
Apple wasn't here for that.
1,000%. She's like, no.
She's not trying to hear it.
But she also feels that Britney B was just sitting there innocently, like she wasn't at fault for anything.
For anything.
So that's where I got a little confused. I was like, well, she did, you know, interact and kind of stir the pot and threw
a
little tequila in the fire.
Yeah, a little tequila in the fire for sure. Maybe a little blower.
I don't know. Something else went down. But when Brittany and crew get to the house, Lyrica's already there because she takes a plane in.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she's just like, you know, where's Zell and where's Paris? Like, they invited me. So she tries to FaceTime them. And now Brittany comes for Lyrica because she's like, well, you're just trying to be messy now. And da da da. She's like, yo, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this because, like, why aren't they here? I just want to have, like, a good time. And it's just, like, a mess. I don't know. But then also, A1 happens to be in Vegas.
Right.
And she's just like, he's at this pool party. Brittany B's popping off on me. Zell and Paris aren't here yet. Blah, blah, blah. There's a lot going on. There is a lot going on.
I like that she decided that she was like, oh, I'm going to call right here in front of you guys so that you don't think I'm back there talking junk. I'm just going to be open and transparent.
Yeah.
I respected that.
Yeah.
But others didn't.
No, they were like, no,
you're being messy.
Yeah.
And so it's a thin line between...
Yeah, I didn't think it was that messy. She was just like, I want to know what's going on. So, anywho, Lyrica finds out about A1 being in Vegas, and he's at this pool party. Obviously, she's, like, crying because that does suck because I've been in that situation where I'm like, goddamn, I'm in the same city as X person, and we're not even communicating, and that's just weird.
Yeah.
It is very, very weird. So I definitely felt her on that. And Paris's suggestion to make her feel better is to cook breakfast for the whole house.
But I thought, honestly, I thought that she was just like, oh, yeah, we're going to turn up. I thought she was talking to Zell when she said that. Like, Zell, I was like, oh, Zell must got the burn skills.
Yeah, I know.
And he got up, and then I saw
Lyrica in the kitchen with the eggs.
Scrambling those eggs. I didn't see her with a pepper, with a salt, with a piece of cheese. I mean, the eggs just.
Maybe she just did it. Well, you know, she was in a mood. I would do the same thing. I'm like, you want me to cook? I'm upset.
See, now you're Ursula snatching the words out of my throat because there's no way. I'd have been like, excuse me.
I'm going through some shit.
I'm distressed.
So,
y'all want tears in your eggs?
Add the tears. Maybe you'd add a little salt. There you go.
You're right.
So we'll see what happens on next week's episode. Because Ray J gets invited to Vegas and Princess is just like, it's our daughter's birthday and people are flying into town. So if you're planning on doing this, you're taking an Uber home right now. She's like leaving some dinner. And clearly, I guess he does end up going to Vegas because we see it.
Yeah.
That he rolls up to the B2K house party with A1 where Lyrica is at with the eggs. And then we also see that Jason Lee meets up with his family to air out some grievances on how he feels his dad never loved him.
Yeah.
So we will see what goes down next week.
We shall.
So also this week we had the season premiere of Cartel Crew. Nicole has a whole man now. Diana's girlfriend Isis unfortunately gets locked up on some drug charges.
Mm-hmm.
Marie also gets locked up after an altercation with her mother and her brother. Stephanie doesn't know where she stands with Young Money after rumors are swirling she's hooking up with Lil Wayne via Wayne's fiance. There's a whole layer there.
Right.
And Tattoo Baby, a.k.a. Kat, welcomes Eddie back into her life. So, LeJune, with the season premiere of Cartel Crew, we got to give Tattoo Baby a call.
You already know.
Let's get her on the line.
Let's do that. Okay. Let's call her up.
Hello?
Ring, ring, bish! Hey!
Hey!
How are you?
What's up? I'm great, and you?
We're doing mad cute.
Yes, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for answering the call.
We're so excited. Yeah, thanks so
much. LeJune always thinks people call us for some reason. I'm my girl. Thank you for answering this damn phone call.
Right, for picking up and not giving us the screen. You know?
Of course. Well, thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, the mommy and me, of course, wants to start off this interview by asking about De Niro. He's so cute. He's in kindergarten now, right?
Yes. He's 5 and he just started kindergarten.
He's such a handsome boy. How is he doing?
Thanks. He's doing great. He's growing too fast, girl.
Happens so fast, and it's never going to stop.
Yeah, LeJune, how old's your son?
He's 6. He's in the first grade now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a fun age.
That's cute. So, obviously, this week we had the season premiere of Cartel Crew. What did you do for the premiere? I saw you were getting your hair and makeup done, but I was like, where's she going?
No. Actually, I was filming something.
Oh.
But I wanted to do this season premiere a little more easier than we did last season. And I just watched it with Stephanie and Nicole at home so we could clearly hear everything that was going on.
Oh, okay. So what'd you think then on the first episode? Because right. typically y'all don't know what's about to air, right? Like you see it live with the rest of us.
Yes. So what's interesting is that we watch the episode the first time the audience watches it mm-hmm. as well. Last night's episode was pretty intense
it
and
was.
Brought back some crazy memories.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw your story. You had a facepalm emoji on your story. I was like, what happened?
You know what? I'm not much one to say too much.
Yeah.
If you notice through the seasons, but I was just like, wow, and just in shock. And it's crazy because I know what happens, but seeing everything, like, relive it through it's crazy.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine reliving through it because Lejeune and I always do some stupid shit ourselves. And if I had to rewatch it on TV, I'd be like, oh, damn.
Right.
Yeah.
So I feel you.
So Eddie is off of house arrest, and you say he was looking like a snack.
Yes.
And y'all are back together now. So
yes.
That's exciting and that's cool to see how the family dynamic is playing out. So how's it going with him sort of coming in as a disciplinary with De Niro? Is he sort of like taken to it? Is it still a thing?
Yeah, because we saw in the episode about he's like, stop eating with your hands.
Yeah.
You got to keep watching.
Whoa!
She better hit us with that cliffhanger.
Daddy trying to come down, laying down the law.
He definitely beefed up a lot.
I'll say this. I'm the boss and the muscles of my own house.
Mm. Ooh, I like that. So I'm Greek, right? And from that movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, they say that the man may be the head of the household, but the woman is the neck.
The
and
neck.
She can turn the head any way you want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bam,
I'm
getting that vibe from you.
I actually watched that movie many times. Yes.
And I just
went to Greece, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw.
I love that about Greek culture because I noticed that in 300 before he kicks the man off the cliff in the beginning. He looks at his wife. She nods. She's like, go ahead, boo. And he's
you
like,
need the wife co-sign. Yeah.
So, yeah, we like that girl power.
That's
all about
right.
That.
I mean, my perspective is a relationship should be a team. You
yes.
know?
Yes. Definitely, yes.
You both should contribute. And if at one moment I can do something that a man does, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Right.
That's right.
And I'm with you, sis.
I'm here for it too. I'm all about it. I'm like, you know, I got that gay stuff going on, so I'm like, yes. I'm like, bring it on.
No, you're right. Because honestly, to be very honest, there are some females that feel like certain things, oh, I'm not doing that. That's what a man should do.
Yeah, no.
And, you know, do what you have to do. Like, don't wait around to get something done. Do what you gotta do.
Yes. I mean, I'm still a little old school. There's some things that I think that are nicer if a man does.
Right.
But I don't hold off everything on it. You know, I do believe a woman should be independent mm-hmm. and get her own thing going on.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I mean, don't get it twisted. Open that, hold that
I
door.
I was going to say, open the door.
Hold
bring
that door.
Bring the flowers.
Right. Like, I'm still expecting some flowers.
Right.
I'm expecting a date.
Yes.
Pull
okay.
out that damn chair, okay?
Yeah,
or before
chair.
I kick it in your face.
Right.
So you said you were with Stephanie last night watching the premiere.
Yes.
So, obviously, I'm assuming you saw that scene between Stephanie and Eddie that she rolls up at his job. And, you know, they kind of go back and forth about it. And obviously, with her being your best friend, you know that she has your best interest at heart. How was it watching that with her literally right next to you?
Right.
You didn't know that kind of went down.
No, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
What I know is exactly what Eddie walked into the room and told me. This is the first time that I'm watching it. So it was a little tough being next to her.
Mm.
But I do know that Stephanie loves me. She was the one that was there for me through a tough time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I know that her intentions came at, you know, from a good place, from a loving place, from wanting to be overprotective and not wanting me to go through what I went through.
Yeah. That is tough.
Yeah.
I have a couple friends like that, too, because I'm like, oh, shit, are we going down this path again? All right, let's go.
Mm-hmm. She's a writer.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's a writer.
But it is a conversation that we did have. We will see how it plays out.
Okay. You're good at this. You
know. I know.
She's like, she's keeping me on the edge of my seat.
Did
here.
You just have media training right before
she
you
did.
Called us?
Our press team talked to her. They're like, listen, don't reveal too much to those
we
two.
We want the tea.
But do you wish that she handled that conversation a little differently? Like maybe talk to you first before going to Eddie? Or you're like, you know what? It is what it is. Like it happened.
I mean, there's ways of doing things, but one reason why me and Stephanie are such good friends is because we are both passionate people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're so passionate, you know, it takes over you and you handle situations, you know, not thinking first.
Yeah.
The best way to handle it. So I have a lot of respect and admiration for Stephanie as my best friend. And we're going to have issues like any sister does.
Yeah, of course. So. Yep. That's true.
That's very true.
But yeah, there is the lock that is going to go down this season. Like we're seeing that Marie, unfortunately, may face 30 days or up to a year in jail because of the altercation between her and her mother and her brother. When you found out about it, you were like, what? Like, and then obviously rewatching it all back, like, what were your thoughts? You were just like, how? Because I feel like all of us are thinking the same thing. Like, shit, you're, you know, your own family called you out.
I know. Yeah. I love Marie. Marie's actually, and I think what a lot of people don't know is that we've been good friends way before the show, like years. So I know Marie for many years. I have a lot of love for her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she ended up in this situation with her family that unfortunately should not have gone down.
Yeah.
And now she's just going to learn from it, grow from it, say her sorries, and hopefully they can reunite in the future.
Yep. No, I agree. I always love a good, strong family unit.
Right.
It's true. It's true. And in Lowe's, he might be having a tough season this year. Because we're seeing that his baby mama is like claiming he doesn't take care of his kid. And then I know that in a teaser, you even look surprised. You're like, Lowe's? What?
I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of questions this season.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that you're like, what, you know, what's what? And definitely Lowe's brings that a lot this season.
Okay. Yeah, he's a very mysterious guy. Because even last season, I was like, what's going on with him?
Right,
like,
right.
What's the deal? But what was, speaking of last season, what was your favorite moment of last season? Because you went through a lot last season as well.
I mean, emotionally, I think that for me personally, the best moment was visiting where my dad passed away.
Yeah. And I know that was tough.
I can't explain it, but it's something that I felt in my heart I needed to do, and I'm glad I did it. It's just crazy I did it on national television.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. I was actually thinking that, but I didn't want to answer the question for you because you've never been there before, right? Or
no.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that was an
experience. I've never been to that exact spot. I have been to his grave, of course.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I just felt more connected where he actually lost his life, and I learned a lot of things.
Yeah.
When I was there.
And obviously, you know, we know that takes a lot of guts to do that. So obviously, appreciate you sharing that moment with us.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously, with in last season, we had a lot of tearjerkers, but we also had a lot of shady moments.
We did indeed. What was one of
what
would you say was one of the shadiest moments of last cycle?
We had a couple.
To me personally was when Nicole exposed Marie's past.
I died.
Because even though we all know, you know, we are on TV, there's just some things, you know, this was our first round of, you know, telling the world so much personal information about ourselves.
Yes.
But for that to come out right there, if you notice in the episode, I was just in complete shock. Yeah.
No, you were. I saw you. Mm-hmm. You didn't even move or speak. You were just like, what? Like, is
because
this shit really
wasn't
going down?
To me, it wasn't about the drama and beating up somebody at that point. To me, it really was, holy shit, this can fuck up a family.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, no, 100%. It's very deep rooted. And it's not even like, oh, you call me a bitch or da-da-da. It's like, no, like, we're going for the jugular here.
Yeah.
No, I feel you. So
I just at that very moment, I wasn't thinking of Nicole. I wasn't thinking of Marie. I was thinking of Marie's daughter and of Michael.
Of course, yeah. But we do see that Michael and Marie do patch it up, which we're always very happy. Yeah, no, of course, thank God. And Yeah, they're a very strong unit, those two. I adore them.
Those two are two peas in a pod. Like, they're so perfect for each other.
They really, really are. Yeah, because I chatted with them earlier this week, too, because they did some press for Cartel Crew. So I was like, I just adore them anytime they have to do something together.
Yes.
So we do want to play a little game with you called Tat It Up, Last Up.
Yes.
Where we just ask you a couple of things that last happened. Like, for instance, the last DM you got. Because anytime we chat with our VH1 talent, there's some interesting stories about people sliding into their DMs, whether it's someone saying that they're inspired by them or a dick pic.
Right.
Wide range. Wide range.
I get a little bit of everything, but I mean, I am pretty boring. I'm all about business. So my last DM was about a tattoo.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So how about the last person you texted?
Ooh, the last person I texted was actually one of my friends talking about the show last night.
Oh, nice. What about call?
Your phone call. Last, besides us.
Oh, yes, yes. That would have been so funny.
I'm telling you, I'm kind of boring. I don't know. My last phone call right now was my grandmother.
Oh, that's sweet. That's not boring.
That's cute.
My son in church. My grandmother, she's really involved in her religion, and she gives great advice. So I was actually getting some advice from abuelita a few minutes ago.
Oh, yes. We
love a little abuelita. What about the last tattoo that you did, speaking of tattoos?
So I actually did something really cool, but I can't talk about it. I tattooed a female celebrity.
Oh, shit.
She's very famous in the Latin world.
Okay. Ooh, she made you sign an NDA? What's up? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I have to wait till she reveals it. So, you know, I'm very respectful. I'm a businesswoman.
As you should be.
It's the last tattoo I did, and I cannot wait till I post it.
Ooh, so what was the last tattoo you got?
The last tattoo I got was almost 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It's my stomach. I've been trying to finish my stomach tattoo, but that shit hurts.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah. I have one tattoo on, like, my right shoulder, and then it's just a word. It says dinami, that means strength in Greek. And that kind of hurts. So I can't imagine, like, when I look at y'all, I'm all, damn.
I know.
And I can't even imagine giving you a tattoo to Kat, because she's a tattoo artist herself, so she's probably like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you ever tattoo yourself?
I've done before, but it's very hard inflicting pain on yourself.
That's true.
Oh.
It's like, oh, no, wait, stop. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so who is the last person you would ever want to bump into?
I think Trump right now.
True.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's true. Yeah, because he would speak your mind. Yeah, because we also see this season that, I don't know if you were there.
Yeah.
It was very quick, the teaser, but going towards the border, we see that that's going down.
Yeah, in that protest. Were you out there for that?
Yes, I was. And it was really intense. So I think that with everything going on right now, definitely Trump is the last person I would want to bump into because I would have a lot to say.
Okay.
Well, this is a big jump from Trump. But when was the last time you got your freak on?
Yeah, on a lighter note.
Ooh, the truth, months ago.
Ooh, okay, she is a businesswoman. Yes. She's like, I'm focusing on the coin and the bag.
Right. And dinero. Period.
That's right.
You'll see.
Also with the dinero. All right, thank you for playing that with us.
Yes.
So outside of Cartel Crew, what is going on in the world of Tattoo Baby?
Yeah.
Or do you like to be called like Kat nowadays, or do you go by both?
I mean, I go by both.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. So yeah, what else is going on in your world, Bill?
I'm just focused on being the best version that I can of myself for me and for my son. Besides Cartel Crew, I'm a businesswoman. I've been blessed being very smart with my business moves. My shop is doing great, Tildian Tattoos, and I'm working on something right now that hopefully if there's more seasons and people want more of Cartel Crew, they will get to see what it is.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what? We need to call you like Catherine Cliffhanger Flores. Because she keeps on. I'm hanging on like 8 different cliffs right now because of this interview. I'm like,
exactly.
Where am I going? But yeah, no, thank you so, so much for answering the call once again. We enjoyed the season premiere and look forward to more episodes to come.
Exactly. And we'll be staying tuned.
Yeah, you know, we
Let
always
do. Let me tell
do.
You, this season.
Yeah, hit us with it.
This season is lit.
Okay.
You think? I mean, you think episode one has you like wanting more? You just gotta keep watching.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, we're already there for it.
We poured our heart and everything into this.
No,
and
you really
I never
do.
Realized, you know, at first I'm like, on a reality TV show, you know, all I do is work. Well, we got some interesting, crazy shit going on this season. So you'll see.
Well, again, thank you for showing your lives to us, though,
exactly.
Because we know it takes a lot.
We appreciate that. Yeah, it takes a lot of courage and confidence.
Hell yeah. Oh,
well,
my
thank
God,
you to everybody who watches.
Yes. You're welcome.
Right.
She's like, sir, you work there. Calm down.
We're here for it.
But yeah, thank you so much for answering. I'm sure we'll chat soon.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a beautiful day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, so thank you, Tattoo Baby, for calling in. So before we get into Basketball Wives, Black & Crew New York, and Compton, LeJune, what is the hashtag?
Use that hashtag VH100podcast if y'all want to get in on this conversation with me and Easy.
Yeah, so this conversation, everyone's going to be talking about this Basketball Wives Part 1 reunion. Holy shmageggy. So Shawnee lets it be known that her and Shaq are not getting back together. Jen may see Shawnee's point of bringing up her ex.
Come on.
Jackie just wants to be friends with Phoebe. Phoebe! Right. I love when she kept doing that. And we got a really nice... She was really like, Phoebe!
Yeah.
Come on!
Right.
And we got a really nice behind-the-scenes look at how reunions come about. And the reason why I was a huge fan of this, because this is probably very insider-y, is a lot of folks that don't work in our industry don't realize... This is what goes on behind the scenes. Like, people are getting their makeup done. They're talking shit.
Yep.
And then shit is literally going on as hair and makeup is getting done.
Yeah.
So
the show literally is unraveling.
The show is unraveling. It's a show within itself. It's like a show to get a show on. So I loved it.
I love that insider sneak peek.
100%. Yeah, because when they're getting the hair and makeup done, Shawnee's revealing. Like, you know, people don't think that OG has gotten physical, but she actually has gotten physical behind the scenes, but no one has seen that. And basically, I guess... You know, the cast is feeling a little threatened by her. And they have Mark Lamont Hill, who's hosting the reunion, break the news to OG of security concerns and that there's a different set. And she's just like, yo, if I'm not on this couch, I'm going home.
Right.
So,
and then Jackie's like, I like that couch.
I know.
That couch is actually better than the couch.
The couch on set.
Nice try, Jackie.
She was trying because Mark did ask Cece and Jackie for help to convince OG.
He did.
Because he's showing everybody the set. And, you know, now Cece's like, no, I'm going to leave too. So Mark is like, well, let me just give you a minute. Let me give you a minute. I love how he was trying to fight that good fight.
He'd have been better off letting Cece go sit down on that couch out there and trying to figure that out because... I'd have known that if OG was out, CC was going
to
walk.
See, LeJune's trying to play the trickery on the trickery. But, yeah, so CC does bounce. And speaking of Mark, Jackie is very insistent on being sat next to him because she goes to set and she's like, where am I sitting? If I'm not sitting next to Mark Lamont Hill, I'm leaving. So now she's threatening to bounce.
And everything was so cool. And then she was like, where am I sitting?
Yeah, she was like, no. I need to be sitting next to him. And again, like, this is why I love this, because, like, these are the things that go on, and people don't realize that. So Shawnee's like, Evelyn, can you please sit next to me? So then that spot opens up so Jackie could sit there.
Yeah.
And Evelyn's like, no, what the fuck? I'm not moving. But then finally, you know, people start realizing, like, oh, shit, we have a whole show to film here, and it's now 4 p.m. Not that I'm saying this is the time that they started,
but
for example, they're like, let's just get this shit going. So.
Yeah.
Musical couches happen. Who's on the right? Who's on the left? Blah, blah, blah. So now we're off, and the show has officially started to film, which I adore. And Mark straight up asks everyone. He's like, everyone has made threats, and you all have thrown things. What is it about OG? And like we said, they say that allegedly she has gotten physical behind the scenes and we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And Evelyn chimes in saying that OG just went too far on social media, just taunting her about Ocho Cinco. And after leaving, OG does pop back and is on the side set because she wants to speak her piece in her mind.
Yes,
and
she
brings her man with her, Kwame.
Mm-hmm.
And she's starting to bring up colorism issues. saying she's picked on because of her complexion. And she starts accusing Malaysia of bleaching. And then her man is coming into it. So there's just like a lot that went down. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, I had similar thoughts to as the other woman on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, so how does Kristen and how did Jen get along? And, you know, Malaysia also is a little darker complexion. She's a little lighter, a little more fair skinned. But, you know, at what point does it, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. It was just
because obviously
tricky.
I can't speak on it. But yeah. Like seeing how the other women were reacting, they were like, what?
It seemed ridiculous. But I do think that, you know, sometimes that we have to look at this situation as a whole. And sometimes we have to find how we could have contributed to the situation. Never saying that it's all completely your fault. But how did we contribute? Period.
Yeah. That we all have a role in something. I'm sure more will unfold on next week's part two reunion. And I'm very excited because, like I said, it took us a minute to get to the actual show,
yeah.
Which, again, I loved. So I do feel like we should call somebody next week. We'll see. But we're definitely going to get a basketball wife on the phone next week. Done and done. So we did have a new episode of Black Ink Crew New York. Sky takes Bagel to a doggy modeling agency only
yes.
to get denied.
Because she's doing the rolling.
She's doing the rolling and she stole some pictures. Mm. Young Bae finds out that she was pregnant and unfortunately miscarried, which was a very rough scene to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Rock accidentally hits on Kwani, Puma's wife.
And everything else.
And everything else. The man is single now.
Mm-hmm.
And Caesar explains his arrest after spending 21 hours in jail. Mm. So this hit the blogs everywhere.
Yeah.
When he got pulled over, he told the cops he did not have his ID on him. And they asked to search his car. And when they searched it, they found an ID, which was his brother's. And
yep.
they assumed it was him and that he was hiding it. So while it's going on, thankfully, I guess, fans were kind of screaming out his name. And I assume that the police finally realized, like, oh.
That's not him.
This is not him. They ran his name only to find out that he had two warrants for his arrest from unpaid traffic violations from 10 years ago.
Which is crazy. And you know how I do. So
I thought about you.
I need to check.
I don't know. How can you check without, like, getting pulled over by a cop?
Right.
Because I would want to check, too. Because
do you have any cop friends?
I think, well, my ex used to.
we're not reeling him into the, you know.
Let me bring him into it. Let me bring him back into the fold. I'll do anything, Lejeune.
Mm.
So he does head to court, and everything is fine for Caesar. But since all the blogs reported that he's carrying around a fake ID, because he even says, like, I'm 40 years old. What do I need to carry a fake ID for?
Right.
He's just nervous that the city council is going to have an issue, which they don't. But
yeah.
they do say, like, hello, we have some repercussions here.
We got to tighten this up.
Yeah, no partying after 9 p.m., no block party, and y'all better follow the rules right. if you're having a grand opening party.
So basically, you're just having a regular basic party.
Yeah, exactly.
And put the grand opening sign up.
Yes. Ba-bam. And at 9:55, start taking everybody out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then speaking of following the rules, Alex is trying to follow the rules because after finding out he's cleared for moderate exercise, Donna is ready for him to get up in these guts
yeah.
with some furry handcuffs and a sex position diagram.
She's a whole lot of woman.
She is a whole lot of woman. I've met her a number of times. She's
yeah.
just she's as tall as me, and she is a whole lot of woman, and she owns it.
And I'm not – I just feel like I want – like, can Alex handle that?
Oh, he has many times.
Yeah, he has.
He handled it quite well in that bathroom too.
And you heard what he called, what his name was, what she said his name was on Love and Hip Hop Squares, Alex the Vagina Slayer.
Yeah, well, that's his. I think it still is his Instagram name. That's where she got it from.
That's crazy.
I know. I love
it. Did you see the video when they smashed in the bathroom?
I did.
Oh, snap. Can I see it?
I'll have to dig, but yes, okay. I definitely did see it.
I just want to see how he's handling that.
No, he is a well-endowed man, if
oh.
you will. Just like how we talked about oh my God, these Black Ink Crew New York guys.
Yeah, it's like a qualification.
It's like, all right, if you're going to be a male on this show, no, I'm just kidding.
You heard what Sky said. He's like, you know, get it on. So if you're going to hire him right.
But
hire him right.
I do love that Donna's like, yo, my loins are burning for you, Alex, but not in an STD way.
Yeah, she cleaned that up.
And they hooked up in the bathroom where it all started, that video that I saw.
So romantic.
And then following when they're outside, she wants to know about getting married.
I loved his face when he was like, he looked so dead serious. But he was like, we're basically already doing everything a married couple does.
Does, yeah. She's like, no, you have a couple months to get it together.
Yeah.
And he's just like, shut up. And that's where, you know, that's what you want to hear when someone's asking you about marriage. So
That's exactly what you want to hear after he just bust your guts in the bathroom.
Have you ever gotten your guts busted in a bathroom?
No.
Oh, I've gotten my throat busted in a bathroom.
Oh! Boom. 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 Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm looking to try the other thing. Anyways, moving on. So on next week's episode of Black Ink New York, Mama Bae is back.
We missed you, Mama Bae.
We do. And clearly Bae definitely needs her because, like I said, this week we find out that she unfortunately miscarried. So hopefully Mama Bae will get Bae back in order.
Yeah. And on top of everything that she's going through with Rob and to not have that support through this, it's a lot.
It is a lot. Sometimes you need Mama.
You need Mama.
Yes. And Walt is trying to make amends with his girl. Sky is telling Donna that they have to spring a wedding on Alex to make it happen. And it seems like Caesar can't open up the Brooklyn shop because somebody may have passed away. Ugh. On a deep note. Sorry, I know. A lot of up and downs there. I'm sorry about that. But this is what's happening on our shows.
I know, it's true. It's real.
So over to Black Ink Crew Compton. Lemire is getting a pedicure with his mama, who doesn't understand why she is not a part of his intimate proposal plan.
Right.
.. Okay, why not? Ink's sister feels his anger towards their father is holding him back from growth.
She may have a point.
I feel like she does, because we did mention it about earlier about Apple and her family that, you know, she wants to make amends with them. So she got to move forward.
Yeah, gotta let
and
that go.
Voodoo Doll's stepdad is sending letters and his version of the Bible to the shop. So this got kind of cryptic. Because as this is all going on, of course, homegirl has a broken arm from slipping on water. Mm. And after the letters are sent to the shop, she kind of goes into like a drinking spiral. And she's just trying to get into a good headspace. And she's just like, okay, I'm going to stop the drinking. But then the boxes of books get delivered.
Right.
And you could just see the fear in her eyes. Like once they lifted it up and she saw the cover, she was just like, oh my God, like that's the book I was raised on.
Well, she knew that they were going to see the things that she saw.
Yeah, all of that. And she just tells the team, like, yo, we need to get rid of these books.
Yeah.
And they try to burn it.
And they couldn't.
It doesn't happen. So the tequila.
The tequila. Thank God for tequila.
Thank God for tequila a number of things. Right. And it goes up in flames.
Goes up in flames. But one thing that was so crazy is that someone, I feel like when they were looking through the books, was like, oh my gosh, that's the sister having
sex with a goat
or something. Or a dog.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
some animal.
Can someone go to jail?
For bestiality?
Yeah. Is that illegal?
I love when LaJune springs questions on me like this because I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I'm like, you're the expert of all things.
No, she's like, easy. Can you have sex with a dog? I'm like, I'm pretty sure not because PETA's like not here for it, but
I don't
know.
Think that you can do that. And
I'm
then she
pretty
said
positive
the
you can.
Sister, so, and she's the oldest, so it's somebody that's younger than her. I don't know. It's a lot. And I'm just like,
You know what? I was about to look this up on my work computer, and I'm not about to look up.
Oh,
can you have sex with an animal? Is it illegal?
I think that's probably
look at you.
The
you're
best.
Trying to set me up.
Yeah, I think it's
trying to get human resources on me.
I could have Googled it too.
Yeah, I know. She's just sitting there like, yeah, easy. Yeah, why don't you look that up on your work computer? Anyways, whatever.
No.
JK. So also in the episode, Nessie is trying to extend an olive branch to Barbie. She asks her to stop by a mural that Nessie's painting of herself. And she's hoping that the conversation is going to go a little smooth until Barbie pops off and just tells her that she's a sucky-ass friend. And some words get exchanged.
Words get exchanged.
And you know what we do when words get exchanged.
Yes.
It's time for a little VHASM. Do you want to be Barbie or Nessie?
I'll go ahead and be Nessie.
Cute. All right, here I go. Barbie.
At the end of the day, all you do is run your fucking mouth, bitch.
Nessie.
What do you want me
Barbie.
I want you to learn how to be a real bitch. You don't know how to be a friend.
Nessie.
What's your point? What you want?
Barbie.
What is this? Paint.
Nessie.
Don't do it, Barbie. I'm not fucking playing.
Barbie.
What are you gonna do?
Nessie.
Don't paint over my shit.
End scene. That was
VHASMRRR.
So shit got physical after that, and Nessie is disappointed as a fucking bitch because she's like, what the hell just happened? I really thought Barbie was a real one. And even Barbie's grandmother with the sweetest voice.
Love Mama T.
I loved it.
I love Mama T.
She seems to be very disappointed and aware of Barbie's temper. She's like, oh no.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Yeah, that temper.
That temper.
Yeah.
And she's like, I thought you grew out of your temper ways and you're acting like your mother.
Right. She said, that ain't come from my side of the family. to be clear.
She drew that line in that sand or that spray paint.
So I'm assuming that Mama T's the paternal grandma.
Yeah.
Mama.
I was like, thank you for that intel. So Barbie realizes that she is acting pretty reckless and Mama T is telling her to apologize. So hopefully we see that happen in the next episode because the shop is having a community party. The shop is having a community party and Barbie strolls in. And it looks like Voodoo is trying to confront some folks from the cult.
Oh.
Along with Nessie and then runs away. So we will see what happens. Lejeune, this podcast, what is it dedicated to?
I would like to dedicate this week's episode to... drumroll, please. The nasty ass eggs that Lyrica shouldn't have been forced to make in the first place.
Seriously.
Runner up was the sage that he tried to sage Zell tried to use to get the demons out of her cooch.
Yeah. Did you ever use sage on your cooch?
No.
Maybe we should. All right, so that's a wrap on episode 27 of VH100.
Good idea.
Me too. I'll use it on my bussy. Please make sure to subscribe. I know. They're almost gone.
That's right. And of course, be sure to follow the official Instagram pages for VH1, Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wise, Black Ink Crew, Cartel Crew. You know you need to at all that.
And I am at Easy Manoli. That's Easy M-A-N-O-L-I.
And I'm at I-M-L-A-J-U-N-E. That's June.
Love spelling.
Whatever.
I am LaJune, like the month.
Yeah.
So make sure you're listening to us, girl, okay? Yep. Keep it 100. VH100 is brought to you by
VH1 and Revolver Podcasts. Emphasis on that.
Hey, America, Christopher Hahn here, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. What is with the president and the right-wing echo chamber encouraging these AstroTurf protests against stay-at-home orders around the country? It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Check out the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you download podcasts.